This is KUNM. I'm Hannah Colton. The opioid crisis in New Mexico has caused historically high numbers of overdose deaths and has overwhelmed law enforcement agencies. But another side effect that we might not consider is the dangerous trash that builds up as a result of opioid use. As Public Health New Mexico's May Ortega reports, residents of Albuquerque's International District are trying to rid their parks of used syringes and save the city money by picking up discarded syringes in their neighborhoods.
Today here at Wilson Park, we're going to gather some folks. We're going to train people on how to safely pick up syringes.
That's Enrique Cardiel in charge of the day's training. He's with the International District Healthy Communities Coalition. It's windy and a little overcast, and everyone seems to be in good spirits, especially the kids playing in the pool nearby. There are some 24 people surrounding Cardiel.
Thank you all for being here. Welcome. My name is Enrique.
Cardiel says when someone calls the city to report that they've seen a syringe, the city sends out trained firefighters and paramedics to take care of it. He says that costs the city $70 per syringe. To help save the city some money, he's going to teach everyone how to pick up discarded needles safely. Then everyone's going to break into groups and head to a different park in the district.
Syringes out on the street or in parks or in alleys has come up a lot. The one thing we can probably do is try to figure out how to pick them up. We decided we would partner with Parks and Recreation and Bernalillo County Community Health Council and neighbors and start looking at the parks.
The first thing he does is grab a box of blue surgical gloves and puts on a pair.
You wear gloves for hepatitis. You don't want to pick up hepatitis from a used syringe or anything else.
Cardiel picks up a long plastic stick with a handle and a pair of claws at the end and a red sharps container.
You take the grabber. And I get two different kinds of containers. So you can use any kind of regular household container. You can use milk jugs. Community health is about community folks being in charge of their community as much as they can be. It's our park. We want to make sure that we feel comfortable coming here, so we're going to be part of making that happen.
As everyone's breaking into groups, Lewis Casey is showing off the bucket full of sharps containers that he brought from home. He's looking for a red box that's in the bunch.
And this is my favorite. I take this. It's empty. I found 22 needles this morning at two bus stops. I work for the City of Albuquerque Risk Management, and I work with the Transit Department. The needles are equivalent to something's on fire. And the needles are the fire, and if we don't do something, we're going to burn the house down.
This program is only a couple of months old. It started with a few residents of the International District going out and picking up needles on their own. Now the city, the county, and the International District Healthy Communities Coalition are doing it together. Sarah Ochoa is a community health navigator with UNM, so she's trained on how to deal with opioids and addiction. She starts looking for needles under leaves and debris as soon as we get to Trumbull Park. A woman passes by, curious about what we're up to.
We're picking up syringes.
She points us towards an abandoned house right next to the park.
Over there? Okay, thank you. I'll go that way, ma'am.
And Ochoa starts finding needles fast. She has to watch where she's stepping.
This is so, I don't even know. I'm kind of flabbergasted in a way. I've never seen so many syringes in one spot.
Some still have their orange caps on, and some others...
It still has stuff in it. I know what that looks like. We have had a lot of training on that one.
Every needle and tube and cap that she finds, she picks up with her grabber and drops into her sharps container.
I think I'm going to go check that fence real quick, and then I'm going to take off.
Ochoa says she found more than a dozen needles in just half an hour. This training isn't a rare thing. The International District Healthy Communities Coalition usually arranges these pickup events once a month and provides everything you'll need to get the job done. For KUNM, I'm May Ortega.